Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 1,214th time. I'm going backwards.
You're back to that one.
Yeah, again. I'm going back. You know, I kind of like that. Had a flashback. You know, so but I got to tell you about my flashback shortly in a minute after the big board. But, yeah, it's been a flashback. It's been a flashback scenario. So, but we're going to get back to normal eventually. So we're going to talk about that, some things and stuff and things. But before I get to that, I got to get to Mr. Easter. Hi, Mr. Easter.
How are you?
I'm trying a new mask on today.
Yeah.
It's just my lips get stuck with the other. And my lips aren't big, but they kind of get stuck to the mask and then. And then
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at the discussion.
So I'm trying it out. Maybe one day we can get rid of the masks in studios and stuff like that. Everybody get their shots and stuff.
I won't feel like I'm at the bank or the gas station back here.
Yeah, I asked for some money, and you told me that I'm having a flashback again. You're not the bank teller, you know.
Yeah.
So look like a bank teller.
I was back here.
A gas station guy.
Back here a few weeks ago. Somebody walked in, wanted some Doritos. It's like 3 a.m., you know.
I want some cigarettes aisle 4 right behind
right,
you. No,
right.
Not those. Ooh, that drives me so crazy when you go to. I need cigarettes, but no. Pall Mall over in the corner. No, not the greenback. The green
don't
pack.
Smoke.
Oh, come on.
Don't
give me
smoke.
A break. I don't smoke either, but it make me mad. We're like, give me the green pack. No, the light green pack. The 4-pack. Ah, give me a. Stop smoking. Anyway, that's the new show. Good morning, Mr. Easter.
Good morning.
I'm back. Sword students.
Yes.
They're doing some stuff. So let's go right to it. I got a guest in the studio, so I don't want to waste them all that precious time. But on the thing we call the
Big Board.
Well, last week we had kind of the full big board. This
True.
Week, well, all the events are kind of done except one big
well,
one.
Hey.
Which we're going to talk about
the elephant
in
the room.
Yeah.
Meow, meow. If that happens, I'm going to run.
Yeah.
Elephant, whatever.
That'd be a big cat if you were help. Anyway. Wait, where are we? How do we get this far off script already?
Quick, fast, in a hurry.
I think it's the heat in the room. I don't know. Graduation is coming up on June 7th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum, where it's been for the last several years, maybe I think since 2009-ish, maybe somewhere in there. This year, unlike past years, we didn't get to have a graduation last year, which I'm sure we'll talk about here today. But we have two ceremonies coming up this year so that all the students can walk across the stage. There's one at noon for A through K, one at 7 p.m. for L through Z. And that should be a lot of fun. And we're going to try to learn how to pronounce some names next week.
Ooh, that's always fun.
Yeah, it's back to normal. So, yep, that's what I got there up on the. Unless you want to talk about a football game in August.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time off.
Wow, man. Who are you playing?
Brownsburg.
Are you?
That would be a good one. Maybe
we'll probably win.
Coach Allen's the former.
Yeah,
football coach.
That'd be good. We'll beat them. Anyway,
I don't know. IU's pretty good this year.
Yeah, we still beat them.
When I was a student at IU, that could have probably happened, but
yeah, you could have because
they weren't great.
Back had a real pig skin. I'm just kidding.
It's one of those mornings, Mr. Mendenhall.
Anyway, I had a dream. I dreamed that graduation was canceled. I dreamed that you had to, they had graduation pictures and stuff in the parking lots. I dreamed that you didn't walk across the stage and you took your picture next to a tree. I dreamed that you had a Zoom for your graduation. I dreamed that did that happen last year?
I don't remember last year.
Was that a dream? Mr. Mendenhall, you're my guest. You're on my show. Push the magic button for my guest. He's going to talk about some stuff. He might even be a doctor. He might even interpret my dreams from 2020.
By the way, though, did you see his fan that he brought with him this morning?
Yeah.
Look at this thing.
I could use it last night. Yeah. That's awesome. The 2021 Banderas High School Teacher of the Year. We're going to talk about that, too. Yeah. Now, was that dreaming, doctor? I'm going to make you a doctor today. Was that a dream?
No, that was a nightmare. That was. That was a nightmare.
Man.
But we pulled it off last year.
Oh, thank goodness.
But yes, they were in the parking lot getting some pictures taken last year. But this year, we're full steam ahead.
I mean, I did some things last year. It was weird.
Half steam ahead.
Right.
Yeah. I helped out with a film crew when we filmed Hamilton Southeastern and Fisher's graduation. And kids weren't there during the filming. It was just weird last year. And then my niece, she graduated from... IUPUI, but you know, her diploma came in the mail. She didn't even walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, she did 4 years. Here's your piece of paper. Congratulations. No walking. Then my grandson, went to BD for a while and ended up at Lawrence Central. He didn't walk across the stage last year. It was like weird, you know. I know I didn't walk across the stage because I was a knucklehead when I was in high school. But these kids didn't walk. Are they going to walk this year?
They are going to walk
this
year. They're
going to
cross that stage.
That's what I'm talking about. Graduation is always the anxious time of year. And for young people, you know, this is a threshold, the opening of the door to the real world. But COVID-19 has been kicking some serious attitude making. Just, I can't say it's a family show, but COVID-19 been kicking some stuff.
I was ready for the dump button.
The dump button.
You're like serious attitude. Yeah.
I need more coffee. Hey. All right, Dr. Butts. But anyways, my favorite
Emerson, I don't think we're gonna be
exactly,
renewing school talk
exactly.
next year.
My favorite superintendent. So it was like a bad B movie, you know. It's like it was so sad. But this year, Little Birdie has it that graduating ceremonies at Ben Davis High School is going to happen on June 7th, 2021.
You got it.
Talk to me about that, Mr. Mendenhall. Before I get that, did you go to high school?
Oh, yeah, I went to high school.
Where'd you go?
I went to a little school in Howard County called Taylor High School.
Taylor High School.
Little tiny school.
Yep. 10 students. No.
Oh, 100. There were 120 in my graduating class.
Wow.
Awesome. Awesome class.
Wow.
And yet, for some reason, my graduation ceremony lasts longer than the beginning of high school.
Hey, they wanted to last.
They wanted to
marinate, and now it's John.
No, we got this thing down to a science.
Yeah.
Easter, he's going to walk across the stage and holler his mama. And that is great. College, where'd you go?
I went to IU Kokomo.
IU Kokomo?
Yep.
IU in the house? Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
All these IU connections. My two of my daughters went to IU. Woo-hoo. And my niece, she graduated from IU. And Mr. Easton went to IU.
I did.
And I didn't go to school. So
you went to ISU.
Oh, the ISU. I that's another show. Mm-hmm. I might go back to school.
There you go.
That's a whole new show, but I got
Absolutely.
12 credits from ISU. I just might take all my life credits. I might get a free one. They might just mail mine in the mail.
The honorary doctorate.
Yeah.
Life credits.
They're gonna look at all the jobs you've had, and they'll just email you
that's what I'm saying.
The diploma.
More
jobs.
Don't need to walk.
Yeah, more jobs than Carter got liver pills, you know. Kids are, what? My mommy, what's she talking about? What's a liver pill? Don't. Get old, you know, you mean. Just get old, you'll find out. But anyway, 2021 graduation ceremony, June 7th, 2021, at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. Are you running that thing?
Yeah. This is my sixth year doing
really?
Graduation.
Wow.
Yeah, 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love every second of it. Well, I love every second of that day. Well, no, it's hard work.
There are at least 30 seconds of the day that he loves.
I just absolutely love.
Yeah.
No, it's worth it. It's way worth it. It's one of my favorite events of the year. There's literally so much joy and excitement that day. And to see the kids, I mean, decked out in their absolute best, celebrating themselves and us celebrating them. It makes every bit of hard work worth it.
Wow.
It's great. It's great.
Okay, June 7th, 2021. Yeah. Okay, now I got 10 people in my family that want to come see me graduate.
Oh,
can all 10 come?
Unfortunately, no.
I mean, they can't come inside?
They cannot come inside. But we have made accommodations to make it so that you can be celebrated that day. This year, we're only, because, you know, the zombie apocalypse that hit us last year, we're only able to give out 3 tickets per graduate.
Okay.
So you are going to be able to invite your parents and maybe a brother or sister or your mom and dad and a grandma or whoever you want to invite, your auntie and your uncle and your mom, whoever it is.
Okay.
We get 3 tickets. Mr. Goins is working very, very hard with another company to make sure it's live streamed on the Ben Davis High School website.
Awesome.
So even if you don't get one of those lucky golden tickets, you can sit at home with your family, make a big celebration, everybody put it up on the big TV and watch it live from home.
That's good. That's good. Okay.
And that'll be absolutely free. You can just tune in on the website and watch it.
Oh, okay. Now, I remember back in the, I had hair then, but back in the day at fairgrounds, BDTV did it. And then, but the kids were there and they would go out, they can go outside and take pictures. That changed too?
Yeah. This year, again, we're trying to reduce the crowding. So what we're going to do is after rehearsal, after we do our practice in the morning, students are going to be all in the big pavilion where they're going to be able to get checked in. And this year, we're going to do the Wayne Walks video. Will be released on YouTube, so they're going to have a chance to watch that while they're waiting for graduation to start. Okay. But unfortunately, we're trying to reduce those crowd points where everybody gets all together too close.
Uh-huh.
And just it becomes a little bit sketchier, a little bit more dangerous. So we're trying to reduce that as much as possible. So unfortunately, once we're done with practice, we're staying there. We're not going to go outside and get pictures. Okay. After the ceremony, though, if you want to get outside and get pictures with family, by all means. But in between that time, we're going to try to keep you guys.
Got to keep it controlled.
Keep it safe, yeah.
Okay. I got to wear a mask?
Yes. This year, everybody will be wearing masks.
Okay.
Both graduates and attendees. Everybody's going to wear a mask. We want to keep each other safe and healthy. So, yeah.
I heard a little bird. What's these things called, Mr. Ears? What's these things? Birds. No, these, not that.
Origami. You do those things with wings.
Yes.
It's a little great.
I don't know. Origami?
Origami?
Yeah, we have an origami person on staff. Not sure exactly who it is, but we keep having these little origami birds show up in our studio.
Yeah. I was talking to one. And it was...
Okay.
And it said that each graduate will be provided a purple mask. Is that going to happen?
To my knowledge, that is still happening.
I saw that written on the World Wide Web.
Ms. Squire is working to provide masks so that we all look the same. Man. That's one of our big things every year is we want the students to look the same. We want that uniform look because it is a ceremony.
Yeah.
And that's always a question in terms of students want to decorate their caps because they see a lot of universities allow that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we want to, at Ben Davis, we've got this longstanding tradition of dignity during the ceremony.
Oh, I heard about that.
And we want to make sure that it is a ceremony, not just a celebration. Okay. And so Miss Squire's working to make sure we all look the same and we all look like we're from one team on the floor. So she's working to provide those masks for everybody so we all look the same.
That's kind of cool. Let me tell you why. Because you know you have the tassel. Oh, I didn't get the tassel. But anyway, you the graduates get a tassel, and you have your cat. And then I've seen graduates that put their, after they graduate, the tassel was somewhere hanging on the wall somewhere, or it's on the car, on the mirror, like the dice from back in my day. Now you have a mask.
There you go.
Mask.
There you go.
You don't have to wear again, because you got other masks. You can put that up with your collection, because that's going to be one of the who, when you get older, talk about your graduation time. You wore a mask. You told your grandkids, you wore a mask when you graduated. Yeah, here's my graduation book. Here's my pictures. You know,
and my mask.
And my mask.
We're all going to have a drawer full of these things at some point. And, you know, it'll just be like you forget that you wore them until you open the drawer and see them in there.
It's weird because I know, Mr. Ish, you went through night. You got some designs on your mask. I mean, different masks, different weeks. I keep losing masks. That's why I keep getting the cheap ones. I can't hold on to them. I can't find my master's firm mask. I can't find my BD mask. I can't find my mask. I lost my face one day. I didn't know where I put it at. You know. So anyway, they go. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Thank you. So the graduate's going to graduate. Rehearsal starts at 9 a.m. They're all the same day.
Yes, it is all on the same day. It is a Monday this year, and there are, like you mentioned before, there are 2 ceremonies. So any student whose last name begins in that range of A
That's me.
Through K,
yeah, I'll be in that
A one. Through
yeah.
K,
okay,
Their actual ceremony starts at noon.
Okay.
But because we have to practice how to get into the into your seats, everybody's going to learn where their seat is and how mm-hmm. they get to it. They're going to have a practice that starts at 9 a.m. Gotcha. So if you're at the noon ceremony, if your last name starts with the letters A through K, you're at the noon ceremony, you've got a practice that starts at 9 a.m.
All right.
Usually that practice takes about an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, depending on how cooperative our students can be.
If you're slow like me, duh, stand where?
This is look, all you got to do is follow the line and listen to instructions. It's pretty easy.
Find a follow number, what? Follow a line. Yeah, that's about it.
But... So we practice about an hour, maybe 90 minutes. Then they're going to have like an hour, hour and a half where they are going to get to have a snack and some water, take a couple pictures with their friends nearby, watch the Wayne Walks video. A bunch of the teachers here at Ben Davis and around Wayne Township recorded messages for our students. And that video is going to go live after the practice, so they'll be able to watch it.
Okay.
Then we've got lots of teacher volunteers who are going to help flip the stadium. So we go through and we're going to wipe down all the chairs. We're going to sanitize everything and we're going to reset for round two. And then any student whose last name begins with the letters L through Z, their ceremony starts at 7 o'clock, but they've got a practice that starts at 4 p.m. So again, we've got that 3 hour window of practice, wait time, and then begin. So A through K, you need to be there before 9 a.m. L through Z, you got to be there before 4 p.m.
Okay. That sounds awesome. So mm-hmm. Get a chance to get your stuff together. I remember when Dr. Thompson, I think Dr. Thompson was the soup, and he threw a guy out at graduation.
Oh, I believe that.
He walked him out. He didn't like grab him by the collar. Just throw him out. Like a sack of potatoes. Come here. I'll pull you by your ear like my mama did me. But he acted up, and Dr. Thompson escorted him out of the...
Yep.
I think it was the gymnasium, you know.
Well, like we said, it's a ceremony. And I always tell people, I always try to, like, compare it to other ceremonies that we go through in life, whether it's a marriage, a baptism, a bar mitzvah, any ceremony that we go through, you do the ceremony, and then the party starts after. The celebration is after the ceremony. And that's what we're doing here is we're having a ceremony, and then afterwards when you turn up and get all excited.
So parties after the ceremony.
After.
So if I party before the graduation, before the ceremony, and I don't go to the practice?
You're not walking across that stage. There are so many moving parts and pieces, and you got to know who you're going in after. You got to know where you're sitting. You've got to know who you check in with. You got to know how fast to walk across the stage. There are so many moving pieces that... You got to know what you're doing.
So I'm required to be at that practice.
You are required to be at that practice or you don't graduate. And honestly, if you don't go, it's not one of those things where it's like, oh, Susie, I'm sorry you missed it. It's okay. You can walk across the stage. No. No, ma'am. It is cut and dry. You don't go.
Wow.
So that's a very important day.
I agree because you only get that day. You only get that day once.
One time. You don't want to mess it up.
Speaking from experience, I never had that day. And I'm, 66 now, Mr. Easter? I'm a young 66, something like that. And I still miss that. The fact that I couldn't walk for a high school diploma. You know, I got my GED while I was in the Marine Corps. After they beat me up and told me to get some education, or they're going to beat me up. They beat me up anyway. But anyway.
It's the Marine Corps. What do you expect?
Hoorah.
Yeah, they did it anyway. You know, like they fibbed to me. go to school and get your degree and we'll leave you alone. No, they didn't. They still beat me up. But yeah, I got my high school diploma while I was in the Marine Corps. I got my GED. So... That is a very important day, man. So I encourage the students and the parents, don't take that day lightly. I mean, it might go fast while you're doing it, might go slow, but it's something that you're always going to remember that you did or did not do. It sticks with you like the flu used to do before you got your flu shot. But anyway, all right, so you get 3 tickets, two pictures afterwards, a fairground, is it parking?
Yeah, there is parking. This year, parking for anyone who's a student who comes in for the practice time, there is no parking fee for students.
Oh.
So when you come in for practice and you park your car, tell them you're a student. I mean, you're going to have your cap and gown anyway because you can't leave after practice. So you got to bring it with you.
Okay.
Very, very important. Bring your cap and gown with you. You show them, hey, I'm a student. I'm graduating. They're going to let you into the parking lot for no charge. When parents and family come later... There is a fee for parking. The fairgrounds charges $10 per car.
Okay.
So we suggest carpool if you can safely. If you're vaccinated, pile in the car together with another family.
Hello.
But not too close. Not too close.
15 people in the car. We're here.
But if you can get two families, six people in, that saves. Yeah. You can split that cost of $5. Family, that's not too bad.
Right. Well, if I show up as a student with my family packed in my car, can we?
I believe they're going to charge you at that point. If you're the whole family's there and the students in the car, then you're going to get charged.
Hey, it's like, we're here early, you know. We want to cherish the day, you know. I got the whole clan here, you know, 15, 20, 30 of us in a little Volkswagen.
It's like a clown car.
Yeah.
I would definitely been in trouble because I would definitely be clowning. Dr. Butts would walk me out. Emerson, come here. Come here, Emerson. No, not Mr. Allen. Emerson, come here. I'll pull you by the ear. Okay, sounds great. Okay, cool. Coolers?
No.
Balloons?
Nope.
Oh, dang.
That's a Coliseum rule.
Flowers?
Flowers you can bring. Yeah. There will not be any sale of flowers or anything this year at the campus. Yeah. Again, they're trying to reduce those crowding points.
Okay.
That lobby gets kind of crowded anyway, so we're trying to keep people moving to their seats as soon as they come in.
Yeah.
In the past, we've had groups that are selling things as fundraisers in the lobby. Unfortunately, we can't do that this year.
Yeah.
It allows for too much crowding. People line up, and then that lobby just gets... It gets real full real fast.
It definitely gets full. You can get lost.
If you want to bring flowers for your graduate, by all means do that. Go to Kroger. Go to Gillespie. Buy some nice flowers.
WBDG Sports Underwriter Gillespie. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Now, I know, we live in an electronic age. Mm-hmm. Everything is technology-driven. Cell phones. I don't want to leave my cell phone in the car. I don't leave my cell phone with my mama. She might check my pictures. You know, she might go through my pictures and go through my texts. But you're not permitted to carry these items during the ceremony. So how are you going to sneak? Well, unless you can probably sneak them in your pocket. And
not permitted. Phone is goes off. Strong language. Highly discouraged. What you do with that cell phone is your business. But. We hope that you will use it with discretion.
Here's the thing. And I understand that people want to, like, document the moment. You want to, you know, take pictures of your friends and you. But I see, like, concerts. Well, back when we used to have concerts.
I see
events where you go and you see, like, the Indy 500 in... Mm-hmm. People are watching it through their cell phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, just watch it.
Just watch it. Enjoy the moment, right?
Enjoy the moment. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. It's like these times only come around once. And, yeah, you want to maybe document it, but just experience it. Put the phone down and experience the moment and let your mom or your dad or your grandma or whoever, the three people you invite, and, you know, Let the experience just be the experience. And
from a practical standpoint, too, those gowns don't have pockets.
No.
So trying to put your cell phone back in your pocket becomes a nightmare, and you're fiddling with things and messing with your robe.
And you're not going to get on stage with it either. Because
you cannot have it in your hand across the stage.
Yeah. Now, I can just
you
see
cannot something. Carry things across the stage.
I can see what Mr. Goins already said. I can see some knucklehead grabbing his cell phone. Going to a pose on that stage and get in. Remember the vaudeville hook?
Yeah.
And they come out and just hook you off the stage. That probably won't happen, but.
You don't get your diploma until after.
This is a very good point. If you're, like you like to say, if you're being a knucklehead and you're clowning around, we hold on to that diploma until after the ceremony. When you cross during the ceremony, you actually just get your cover, the binder that it goes inside of. Mm-hmm. Well, after the ceremony, assuming that you have behaved like the young adult that we expect you to be upon graduation, then you get
Emerson.
Your diploma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, you get the vaudeville hook, and you're not getting that diploma that day.
Yeah. It's called the Champions Pavilion for a reason.
Exactly.
You know, these are giants. You're a champion. You accomplish something that a lot of folks, some folks never accomplish.
This is true.
Graduate from high school, or even now, and nowadays, have opportunity to walk across the stage. You know, you just get your piece of paper in the mail, say, mail call, and then here's your don't even say mail call. You go out to your mailbox, get your piece of paper. Mama, I graduated. Well, let's go to Denny's. But anyway, and I like Denny's. Don't get me wrong, y'all. I like any restaurant.
I'm feeling that. I think he just offered to take us to Denny's this morning.
Yeah.
Sorry, first period.
Brother, bro.
Emerson's taking us.
Brother ain't got no money.
We need coverage, D. Jones. We need Emerson's taking us to Denny's.
Yeah, we need some more.
I think D would say, No.
No.
That was just that's all she would say no.
We're gonna have a Zoom meeting from there. So guests, please plan to when can the family walk into the Coliseum?
So doors open for spectators for attendees 1 hour prior to the ceremony.
Okay.
So for the noon, doors will open at 11. Mm-hmm. And for the 7 p.m. ceremony, doors will open at 6.
Okay. Wow. It's gonna be awesome. It's mm-hmm. gonna be awesome. And I really am glad that it's back to where the kids can walk across the stage. Because oh man, it's just because I was thinking about my granddaughter who got her degree from IU and it came in the mail. She didn't walk and then she took some pictures next to a beautiful tree. You know, it was a pretty tree. You know, but she didn't walk across that beautiful stage. And my youngest daughter, when she graduated from IU, she did walk across. And then she got interviewed by Russ McQuaid on Fox 59. I still got that video. He did the interview. And so all those things are just beautiful memories to go for it. And I'm not so glad. Who's calling the names this year?
Ah, that's going to be our very
Mr. Easter?
I don't know.
That's going to be Mr. Easter and Mr. Fraley.
Yeah, we're back, and we're doing a little bit differently this year. Mr. Fraley is going to handle the A through K, because usually what we do is we alternate by page. So,
okay,
you know, we wouldn't know exactly what part of the alphabet we would get because we alternate by page.
Mm-hmm.
But still, we end up reading about half the names one year. He gets a little more one year. I get a little more. You know, it all comes out in the wash. But
give that one to him.
Since his impact class is later in the alphabet, he is going to do the first ceremony. Mr. Fraley, I'm referencing, is he there. He's going to do the first ceremony, and then I will do the second. So I will have the L through Z names. So if you have any name pronunciations that you mm-hmm. want to check with us about, you could do that this upcoming week in lunch. Mr. Fraley and I will be there Tuesday and Wednesday.
Is it nerve-wracking, Mr. Easter? You've been doing it for years, but still, every year does it get any better?
At this point, it's okay. I mean, it's kind of, once again, you kind of get it down to a science and you kind of know what you have to do and then... You know, what happens is at some point the name, I mean, you just have to take a shot at it. So we've been really lucky in that our students will come up and tell us how their name is pronounced. But every once in a while you get one that does not, for whatever reason, come up.
I want to ask this question.
And you get one shot at it and then you go on.
Do you feel like you're on stage when you're calling the names? I mean, seriously, because it's quiet.
Right.
All you hear is these voices. You're the center of attention. You got spotlights and cameras. Do you feel the pressure?
We are still, even though we're right by the stage, we're still a little anonymous in that I don't think a lot of people know maybe where we are.
From? I'm going to tell them.
It's like that magical voice from the Obsidian.
Yes. And, you know,
that's awesome.
I would be fine with being up in the booth somewhere. Reading this, but you kind of do have to be down close by so that you can see the flow.
Yeah.
And you have to get the cues. I know Mr. Smith was always really good at cueing us. He'd be, John, can you slow down just a little bit?
Okay,
gotta hold. All right, now go.
All right, one more stupid question. Yeah. Have you ever been tempted with a name to really say it a little bit different or say it I can't find my words. That's why I don't need to be doing that. Say it with a little more flair.
Well, again, it's a ceremony.
So you don't.
So it's not,
you fight it out. You fight it out. You fight it off.
I think he gets it out of his system at practice because he always makes a point at practice to read the names really bad so that students will come up and go, no, that's not it. That's not it.
Yeah. Even the kids that checked in, sometimes I'll even go up and say, I know how to pronounce your name. You don't need to come up, but I'm going to really butcher your name. And I got to say, it's not the students, you know, with 15 consonants in their names or whatever that's the problem. They come up and they tell us it's the Brianna Briannas. It's the Anna Annas. Uh-huh. It's it looks like Smith, but it's pronounced Smith. It's those that get you because those are really special cases and they look easy. But, you know, it's not. Like, for example, Lauren Cheney, one of our graduates now, she's now Lauren Holiday. Her last name is C-H-E-N-E-Y.
On
so
TV.
That could be Cheney. That could be Cheney. That could be any other thing. So you've got to come up and you've got to tell us, even if your name is Smith.
Right? I got you.
If you come up and you say, my name is Brian Smith, then we understand. We'll be like, thank you. You know, we won't chastise you. Like, why did you come up? But we would rather you check in and be safe than have us screw up your name, because that is your moment. You know, I know I'm going on long about this, but
you're station man. You can do what you want to do.
You're boss.
But the worst thing for a name reader is that you butcher a name and then you see the student deflate.
Yeah.
Because I watch it back.
Oh, you should.
Every year. Yeah. I watch the, every year we have graduation.
I know something that you don't see. It's the parents. I've been in the audience. And you see the parents, they're grabbing stuff. Let me at him. Where's he at? They don't know where you're at.
But again, we get one shot. So if we screw it up, we apologize. But
you just got to check in.
And the parents are listening for their child's name. It's just to hear that name is so beautiful, to hear your child's name going across the stage. That's why you got to make, so if I'm talking to the students, talking to the parents, you know, be on time, make sure you're there for the practice. Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime shot to hear that name, your name called across the high school graduation stage. And it ain't nothing like it. And believe me, you will remember that day, because I remember that day because I didn't have that day. Mm. So it's even better to remember it because you had it, and don't blow it. June 7th, 2021, graduation ceremony at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. More information if they want. Where can they go if they like me forget stuff?
So there's two places I always tell students, because for some reason they're not good at this. Check your school email.
Yes.
Hey, you should be doing that every day. It's just a professional habit. You need to get in the habit of check your school email, because it's all there. It is literally in your inbox.
Okay.
Search graduation in your inbox and it'll pop right up. The second place is the Ben Davis High School website. If you just Google Ben Davis High School graduation, it'll be right there. Ms. Davidson is great about keeping the website updated and has all the information there for us. And so if you just Google Ben Davis High School graduation, it's probably the first thing that's going to pop up. But check your email. Check your email. Check your email. Check your email.
Push the magic button. I want to say this. 2021. Teacher. Let me see that fan. Teacher of the year. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know we didn't talk much about that, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Who did you pay off? What did you do? I mean, how did you...
A big crowd.
That is a big crowd.
What did you do? What did you do? How did you... What's it feel like?
It's an honor. And honestly, the thing that means the most to me is to be in the company of some of the teachers that I respect so much here at Ben Davis High School. Like some of the past teachers of the year, Mrs. Shannon, Mr. Goins, Mrs. Knudsen, Mrs. Singleton. Like, these are some of the teachers I've always looked up to since I started being a teacher here.
Yeah.
And to be in that company,
that was
a huge, huge honor to go, wow, they see me as one of those guys. That was a very humbling, a huge honor.
2000 Teacher of the Year. That is awesome. And then that's
bravo.
That's a heck of an accomplishment.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You know, that's
it means
totally
a lot.
Awesome.
It means much more. It means more than people realize. It means a lot.
And now, you know, and it's not like he just gets to, like, now he's got a lot of work, because he's now he has to go for Township Teacher of the Year.
Yeah.
And then if you get that, then you go for State. Indiana Teacher of the Year. And that is a lot of work. Because I helped Mr. Goins very little bit with his.
And he got pretty far.
He was runner-up.
Oh, was he runner-up?
Yep.
There you go. Which he deserves. Great teacher. Great guy.
Man, that's awesome. That's good. I can see now sitting at home, Teacher of the Year. I won't lie.
I may have got a little excited. I may have done a little happy dance.
He's now a two-time Teacher of the Year, because we were all Teachers of the Year last year.
We were.
Yeah. He's back-to-back.
Oh, yeah.
Back-to-back, defending champ.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't touch it. Dun-dun-dun. Bring on the state.
But Tom Hayes was last year's official Teacher of the Year here.
He was.
Yeah. He's good people, too. So
you got
good people out in that audience.
Yeah.
Dang, you're right.
It's a great company. Great company.
Oh, well. I know you guys got class to go to.
Yeah.
I got to go sell some mattresses. So last but not least, school website information for mm-hmm. these kids. How about parents? Where parents go for information?
Same place. It's all right there. Check this. Parents, it's got a Parent Square email, mm-hmm. and it's on the website. Everything you need to know.
I just want to say, just want to put out the parents.
Yeah, right. There's tons of information available.
All right. Go graduate. Woo. Do it. All right. Next week I got on the show.
You got the man.
Oh.
Dr. Bud.
The man.
He's
going to come in and we'll wrap up 2020.
I got to wear a suit. I gotta wear a suit or something like that. I might wear a suit for Dr. Butts.
There you go.
You know, I'm gonna give you my job back. But anyway,
gotta convince him not to fire you.
That's the magic button. Yeah. But you know, I appreciate Dr. Butts. I mean, you just don't know, man. You just don't know.
We have a good leader.
Man, we do. We do. Township don't they are we're blessed. We're blessed. Totally blessed. All right. Congratulations again for being Teacher of the Year. Congratulations again, both of you guys, for getting ready for this awesome graduation. And go parents, go students, walk across that stage. So we're going to get out of here. To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give up, what you're going to be giving back. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, copy the right cat. Don't be like a crazy dude and walk across the stage acting crazy because you won't make it. Be nice. It's a ceremony, right?
It's a ceremony.
Mr. Easter, it's a ceremony.
It's a ceremony.
It's a ceremony. So be nice, be great, be gracious. Enjoy that day. Be awesome. Don't be a knucklehead. Do not get hung with the wrong crowd. Remember, students, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. Hang with the right character. Hang with it. Please don't mess up that graduation day. You won't get it back. You won't get it back. You won't. You just won't. The Reese's Best on School Talk, that's the views of Timothy Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant, not any part of the views of me and my guest. Until next week, I got Dr. Bus next week. I'll be on my good behavior. I probably won't. Yes, I will. I love having Dr. Bus in the studio. Just so much knowledge for us, community members, and knowledge for our students and our parents and our teachers. So until next week, I'll see you on School Talk.